the need to reach people in Michigan from all walks of life with facts about COVID and vaccination has perhaps never been greater. We know that communities of color have been the hardest hit by the pandemic, whether people are working in agricultural settings, in white-collar jobs, the service industry, or hospitality. One Detroit journalist just published a story about a small but mighty media effort to get the facts for Spanish speakers about the surge. And the key player in this story is an AM radio station delivering to folks in Southeast Michigan, 1480 La Explosiva.
New music now.
WSBS, 1480 AM, Salem, Detroit, in Michigan.
The hits are on.
La más activa es La Explosiva.
Martina Guzman is a senior fellow for race and justice journalism for the Damon J. Keith Center for Civil Rights at Wayne State University Law School. You've seen her byline coming from several Detroit outlets. This latest story comes through Bridge Detroit. Martina, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
So for folks who may not be big AM radio listeners, can you tell us a little bit about 1480 La Explosiva?
It's a small independent radio station that kind of sprung up about 20 years ago, and it was there to serve a need that the Spanish-speaking community didn't have its own radio station where they can listen to Mexican music, music from back home, you know, DJs that informed them of things that were happening in the community and informing them in their own language.
How did you find out that the station was ramping up its informational work in recent months?
Well, when the pandemic hit in March, roughly March of last year, I knew and understood that in the Latino community, people were sort of desperate for information. I knew that personally because I live in the community, but also it was all over Facebook. I was starting to see misinformation and disinformation being posted. People didn't understand the virus, and I felt that there was very few people or few entities, governmental or otherwise, that were informing this specific community. And so I think weeks into the pandemic, people felt the same and they started to step up and they started to get things translated into their language. And specifically, La Explosiva had this broad reach. I mean, they could reach hundreds of people at one time. And the DJ, Alex Resendez, also known as El Batman, became committed, like incredibly committed to informing the public and how important this was and to getting facts out. And so he committed himself and the rest of the DJs to get this information out as quickly as it was coming out and as quickly as press releases were being distributed by Governor Whitmer and her office. And whenever there was a press conference, they made themselves available to do, you know, hands-on interpreting for the Spanish-speaking community.
Yeah. As folks might have heard on our show in recent weeks, even if a person lives in Ypsilanti or Southwest Detroit that might have a decent-sized critical mass, it's not always easy to know what the local health department has to offer. The public health infrastructure just isn't there yet in terms of outreach to Latino communities. How did the station see its role? Were Alex and the other hosts trying to direct folks to organizations in the community that might be able to help, or just to do a more broader outreach and pave the way, give people good information about what was going on and maybe get them thinking seriously about vaccination?
Yeah, well, Alex Resendez used to work for the Mexican consulate here in Detroit before he stayed on and began to work at La Explosiva. So he understood that the information that needed to get out was incredibly valuable, and the timeliness of it was important. But he also understood his audience. He knows that the Mexican community will more than likely connect to someone that they already know. So he partnered with Chas Clinic. And Chas Clinic in Southwest Detroit is an incredibly well-respected, I mean, it's considered a national model in terms of community clinics. It's currently celebrating its 50th anniversary, and a majority of the Latino immigrant community goes there for either, you know, to see a gynecologist or to have their babies delivered and everything else. So what Alex did was he partnered with the doctor there, Dr. Valbuena, and they began to have interviews on La Explosiva to break down step by step what was happening, whether it was with the pandemic and then later with the vaccines. And they were able to do it in a way that was digestible for the community and in a way that people understood. And he's an authoritative and very respected figure, Dr. Valbuena. So when he spoke, people listened. And Alex knew that. So they had dozens of these kinds of meetings throughout the pandemic. And as information was changing, you know, they were there to update the community.
Do you think that La Explosiva's effort has in any way had an opposite effect? I mean, obviously, they're getting information out to the community. But do you think public health providers might become aware of this and might be redoubling their efforts in any way to try to meet the need that's out there in the community?
That's hard to say. I do know that La Explosiva has had an impact, right? I mean, if you're listening to the radio station, they pause at multiple times a day to sort of update information. And then they do these one-on-ones with Dr. Valbuena and other experts about the information that's coming out. But whether the public health officials have sort of begun to understand that, you know, the importance of La Explosiva is hard to say. And I do know that the radio station, for them, it doesn't matter. They're committed. They have to do this and they understand the importance of it.
Have you seen any other media going the distance in this way, trying to be the megaphone for the information that people need right now?
Well, sure. La Explosiva is not alone in giving out information to the community. In fact, community leaders like Raquel Castañeda Lopez, who sits on the city council and represents this district, Gabriela Santiago Romero, who's sort of a young leader in the community, Vivi Mesa, who works for the county, the Wayne County, all stepped up and began to help and get information out and translate information, and they were doing it via social media. There is a small media outlet called Tostada Magazine that's also online, that also at the beginning of the pandemic was translating information and getting it out to the community as quickly as it was coming in. I mean, this was really important, heavy breaking news, and people needed to be informed. And I think you remember, April, in the beginning, like it just changed weekly. You know, there was a different direction, it seemed, from the administration and or from the CDC as it was rolling out. You know, the people who were translating and giving out information had to change with it. Now, in terms of established media, no. I mean, hasn't been any established media or legacy media outlets that I've seen that have addressed this. You know, and this isn't just the Latino community. I mean, this is the Arab Middle Eastern community. This is the Bengali community. You know, there are different communities that have these needs to get information out. And I think that within those communities, people have stepped up. But I don't know if I've seen any legacy media outlets do that, inform the people in that way. I think a lot of people in the community are hesitant about taking the vaccine. And that's due to a couple of things. They don't have a connection to sort of say Dr. Fauci and listening to Dr. Fauci when he comes out on NPR, you know, and saying, take this, it's important. You know, they're not sitting around watching as, you know, Joe Biden gets an injection for everyone to see that it's safe and doing it and setting an example. A lot of the Mexican community, they work in the service sector. They're considered essential workers. They're working in grocery stores. They were the people who once worked in restaurants. They're the people that are working in supermarkets. They don't have always the time to be informed in the way other people do who are working from home. So they are hesitant about it. They are hesitant about taking it. And with the Latino community and the Black community, there's a long history and reasons why. And I think that the more they are informed, the more information they get, hopefully that'll change. But overcoming disinformation is a challenge. It's a challenge to all media outlets and all individuals who are trying to get facts-based information out. And so I think that the Latino community falls somewhere in the middle. I would say a large majority are getting the vaccine, but for those who don't, you know, they're either connecting with people online who aren't giving facts, or they're listening to members of their community who don't necessarily know what's going on. And as a community, collectively, we need to tackle that.
Martina Guzman's story appears today in Bridge Detroit about how one Mexican radio station became a COVID lifeline. Martina is a senior fellow for race and justice journalism for the Damon Keith Center for Civil Rights at Wayne State's Law School. Martina, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, April.